This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Joy 94.9, the lead singer of Noiseworks, Mr. John Stevens.
Thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm really good, John. Now, this year marks the 10th anniversary of the Long Way to the Top concert series. Now, back in 2002, it was all about the 70s, but this time around, it's all about the 80s. And back in the 80s, Noiseworks were one of the country's biggest bands. Tell us firstly about how Noiseworks started.
We started in Melbourne Cup Day 1982 when Stuart Fraser, lead guitarist, and myself were introduced by a fella called Michael Browning, who was a manager. At the time, he had been managing AC/DC, and he'd just discovered a new band called INXS, and he was looking after them at the time. So he put Stuart and I together, and we proceeded to start writing songs, and we met another fella from Adelaide called Kevin Nicol, and he was playing in a band with one of my brothers. In 83, he joined us, and in 84, Steve Balby and Justin Stanley joined us. In 85, we made our first record, and 86, it kind of came out. We did a bunch of shows, and No Lies was the first single, and off we went.
Because Noiseworks went on to have like four top 10 albums, and huge singles such as Take Me Back and Touch are now Aussie classics. It was a completely different scene back in the 80s. There's nurturing and support for bands and singers. What were the highlights and the lowlights back then?
Look, you know, there was a lot of support back then. I mean, you know, the whole pub scene, you know, was what sort of the pulse of the whole Australian music industry. And, you know, unfortunately, things have changed a lot since then. But music today is really super manufactured. Everything's manufactured except for us old blokes.
Keeping music alive.
Yeah, well, you know, we come from that live arena, so to speak. You know, we're still very grateful to still be doing what we love. So, you know, as far as Long Way to the Top goes, we're very Noiseworks is excited to be, part of that show. And, you know, it's quite funny being the youngest, you know, on the bill, really, I suppose.
Getting back to that show, you're joined by Dragon and My Sex, John Moss, John Paul Young, Marsha Hines. What can fans expect from your set during the show?
No, the classics, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's a classic lineup. I think there's 17 artists on the bill, and you know, you'll be hearing the hits that you know them for.
Are you going to be sticking in some new tracks?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think that's not that type of show. We'll just give the people what they want, you know, and quite happy to do that, you know. I don't think it's really the forum for new material, although we are in the process of finishing off a new album, new Noiseworks album, which will be out next year, so... So, you know, we're sort of moving forward in that direction with a view to doing a lot more comp next year as Noiseworks.
Now, speaking about new albums, of course, you just mentioned the new album next year. How will it be different from your old albums?
Well, I suppose, you know, be on a CD. But then again, CDs might be obsolete by next year. Who knows? It could just be on YouTube. I mean, how will it differ? Well, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously, you know... We're still working musicians. We're definitely better than what we used to be 20 years ago. Like any good tradesman, you know, we're definitely better. And the music that we've written so far, I mean, I'm loving it. You know, I'm loving what we've got in the can. I mean, and that's kind of a gauge for me, really. I mean, you can only do what you think is best for you, because I always have an attitude. If I like it, then somebody out there might like it. So we're going to sing it every night, and we're going to perform it every night. So it has to pass, you know, our personal sort of taste criteria, which is, you know, keep it real. Keep it, you know, try to be able to sing along to it and have it rocking out. You know, that's the way I operate. Keep it simple, keep it, I reckon.
So when can fans expect a new single from Noiseworks?
Hopefully by October, November would be good to have a single out, I reckon.
Now, with the Long Way to the Top concert series, seeing all those old bandmates again and things, it must be like old times catching up. Do you guys have drinks backstage and have a big, good jam together?
I don't know how that goes with, you know, the older blokes, but, you know, I've never known them all over the years. They're all a fun group of people to hang out with. I mean, it's always It's always good to be around your peers, you know, people that you respect, you know. There's just, it's a mutual admiration society, you know, everyone's done the hard yard. Everyone knows, you know, how things go. And basically, you know, we're all shoveled in together to celebrate, you know, Australian music and you know, a period in Australian music where, you know, it was really sort of, you know, life for people. You know, music was a bit in the 60s, 70s, and even the 80s. Music was it. There wasn't, you know, YouTube and computers and all that stuff. It was just music, movies, and sport. That was it. You know, you work hard all week, and those were the three things you spent your hard-earned money on. Whereas nowadays, you know, kids grow up with, well, God, anything, really? It's pretty crazy the choices they have now. I think there's probably too many choices. So I think music has suffered a lot. Incredibly suffered because of, you know, technology. But also, you know, I'm saying that there's been some great talent embracing the technology as well. So 50-50, I suppose.
Now, I guess one thing I need to sort of raise with you, John, they say it's all about reality TV shows like The Voice and X Factor, Got Talent. What's your take on these shows? Would you ever get involved in the future?
Look, I think they've, you know, some wonderful talent has come out of those shows. I think, you know, Guy Sebastian is a great example of a wonderful talented kid who's done really well. You know, he was in the first Idol, so I think, you know, everything's become a lot more disposable, you know, since that first Idol. So you're finding that, you know, kids that are winning these things, pretty much their careers are over within a short space of time. It's very, very few that have any longevity. It's not saying they're not talented, not saying that there's not a lot of talented kids that go on there, but what's happening with the generations nowadays, they don't want to do the hard work. They just want to be famous. They want to get up there and it's instant, just add water and you're instantly famous. But, you know, with television being such a big thing and the record company's margins shrinking so massively, you know, it's really just controlled a lot more. You know, these young kids throwing their lives away and basically they're exploited to the max, and that's how it works. That's how it operates now. You know, back in the 70s, 80s, whatever, we wrote our own music, we created our own, we owned our own music, you know, we performed it, you know, we did deals. Now, you know, kids today, they don't do deals. They're told what to do, how to dress, yeah, how to look, how to walk, how to talk. You know, it's all controlled and contrived.
Because the kids these days, I think, they don't have the loyalty to an artist. Like in the 80s when I grew up, you liked a band and you followed them right from the start. You bought all their albums and you, when they made a crap album, you would still support them and say, okay, they've made a mistake, let's move on. But yeah, there's no support and loyalty now with new singers, is there?
No, well, you know, it's today's society, I guess, with the, you know, new generation of kids that's brought up, I suppose, you know, the choice, so many things to choose from. I mean, they just slip from one thing to the other. You know, back in the day when you listened to radio, that was your only sort of way of hearing music, and, you know, in the car you slip from station to station. Now they just, you know, kids slip from artist to artist, from music to music genre. You know, it's a lot more diverse now. There's so much more to choose from. So, you know, how do you hang on to one thing? It's like, I guess when you're a young kid, like Justin Bieber, for instance, you know, young kids would hang on to him until they're about 14, and then after 14 they jump on something else. You're right, there's no real loyalty, but, you know, it's what it is today. And, yeah, for guys that have been around for a long time like me, I'm, you know, it's interesting to watch. And it's interesting to be a part from my point of view, because I, you know, I perform live all around the country a lot and, you know, pack out most of the time. And, you know, I think the young artists, they, you know, they're famous on the telly and they last 5 minutes. And I'd like to see more careers being nurtured than just being exploited, put it that way.
Just go back a bit, John. You were on stage for Jesus Christ Superstar with John Farnham and Kate Sabano. So very different from being in a rock band. Was it a fun experience?
I thought it was a great experience. You know, it was the first sort of arena production of a theatrical show in the world ever been attempted, and it was certainly very successful. You know, Harry and Miller, who put it together, you know, he put the right group of people. He got rock singers to sing a rock musical, and it worked a treat, and that was a really great experience, and I learned a lot from it. You know, it's been 20 years since Superstar, since that, with John Farnham and Kate Sabana and John Waters and Angry Anderson, and, you know, they should bring it back.
Now, so you also toured with INXS. You were the lead singer for a while there. You also released so many solo albums, including last year's Testify. Yeah. Now, what's the difference between obviously playing your own stuff and playing in a band? Do you prefer one or the other?
Oh, Well, you know, it's the same energy for me.
Yeah.
Because I sing, you know, the way I sing is always it's all or nothing. You know, when I get on stage, it's, I give everything and that's it. Or whatever I got at the time, that's what you're getting. There's no half-assed.
Now, one track which is currently on our daytime playlist here on Joy 94.9 is a new remix, Touch. It's by dance outfit Silver Sneakers. How on earth did that come about?
Well, they approached us, the Noiseworks, to, you know, see if they could do a remix, and we thought, why not? And I just put my hand up. I said, look, guys, you know, obviously, you know, you got to go and, you know, Sony or whatever, who have the original masters, and you know what, they probably won't give you any love, so, you know, just I'll come and re-sing it. That way it's easy.
Fantastic. That's a really good track.
So, yeah, oh, thanks, man. Yeah, so, you know, I went in the studio with the boys, and we hung out and... And I re-sang everything on that.
What new artists are you listening to at the moment?
I've heard the new Lupe Fiasco, Guy Sebastian song.
That's a good track.
It's a great track. Yeah. I was very impressed, you know, and dig it. It's just a great melody and it's a great song. I saw the video on the plane yesterday, so...
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pleasure, Leo.
Good luck for the tour. Of course, Along With The Top is coming up in October. And the album from Noiseworks is out next year. Thank you so much for that and have a good day.
Thanks, mate, and likewise.
All right, John, thank you.
Cheers.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.